This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. Kurt Rogers in studio from Affordable Interest Mortgage, because this is Your Money Matters, and we thank Kurt for sponsoring this show each week. Their number is 720-895-0500. Good to see you, sir.
Good afternoon.
We got a good show for you today, and Kurt, before we get to Mr. Lackey here and talk about some insurance stuff, let's talk about rates and what you're seeing.
Well, rates have gone up. If anybody's in the market and you've gone out to see about refinancing or purchasing a home, you've noticed that rates have gone up. They were below 3. They're now above 3. But what happens, the Feds haven't raised the rates, but the lenders knew that was coming, so they raised them 2 weeks ago, started raising them 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So when you see the Feds raise the rates maybe in a week or 2 weeks, you're not going to see a whole lot of movement as to what they are now. Where that is going to start to have some effect is on people that have purchases on new builds. Because if you have a new build, that house might not be done for another 3 to 5 months. Well, I have two customers with new builds, and their push date went back 3 to 4 more months. So now they got to deal with 4 to 6 months worth of rate changes and price hikes because of the cost of material. So the builders are starting to get a little edgy about, are they going to have some inventory? So that's one area that you're going to see some movement.
Mm-hmm.
I think with rates going up, you're going to see it start to affect people buying new homes, getting rid of their pre-existing, getting another one. It's going to start to adjust on debt-to-income ratios, what they can buy, what you can't buy. Now, for every quarter of a point goes up, it only changes your payment $14 a month.
That was my next question.
So it
can affect all the stuff you guys got to figure out with a mortgage that much?
It really can, because they're looking at different ratios.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking at different risk. So for every 0.25% it goes up, your payment changes $14. So if it goes a half, it goes up $28. Well, $28 for some people that are already maxed on a new build or are wanting to refinance and pull out cash, there's a ratio they have to stay in, and that extra $28 can slow them down.
Hmm.
So where rates are right now, what we're advising is if you're considering that you want to pull cash out on a refinance, or you want to get some cash that you basically don't have to pay for, get yourself a line of credit in that, now's the time to do that before they start to move.
Right. Okay. Well, Kurt and his team can help you anything with mortgages. I'm telling you, it's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. And I mean this when I say it. It's your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. And whether it's reverse mortgage, refinance, new purchase, whatever, investment properties, get with Kurt. And they can advise you and get you on the right road. Well, Greg Lackey joins us today. Good to see you, sir.
Thank you very much.
What's new in the insurance world?
Well, not a whole lot. I mean, other than, what took place, unfortunately, up north here, back in December, which was just, devastating.
Yeah.
And unbelievable.
I mean, I was listening yesterday. I forgot where I heard this, but there was a CU coach, I believe, lived in that area. And the way I understand the story is, a child called them. They were at a Walmart store, all right, and said, phone's ringing. We're told to be evacuated or whatever. Somebody's saying we got to get evacuated. And by the time they drove from the Walmart, wherever they were, to get there, I mean, it was blaze. I mean,
yep.
Just it went so
100 mile an hour winds. It took off
quickly.
The thing that I was so impressed by is how the people that, were – in the middle of that, how they reacted, because there doesn't appear there was, as much panic as you would have thought. I mean, the fact that they were able to get completely cleared out of that, and that there wasn't more lives lost.
No. Yeah.
I just got
1,100 homes.
Yeah,
and I tell you, if the time of day would have been probably a couple hours either way, happened.
Think about it. Most of those people were off work because it was the day before New Year's Eve.
Right.
So they're out and they're shopping and stuff like this for them. You saw them coming out of Costco, coming out of Walmart, getting home to get that done. It was concerned, but they didn't panic and cause problems. Everybody got out that pretty much needed, except for a couple.
Yeah, I can't imagine just driving, you know, down a street and visibility being
seeing that,
you know, and just what's taking place. And but again, I think it speaks to the human spirit, mm-hmm. you know, of people.
Yeah,
people
are good.
It sounds
like, you know, Colorado as a whole has really responded.
Oh, and, gosh.
You know, donate. I mean, I've heard astronomical figures and things they've donated, and, you know, a lot of good companies have set up donations.
And I think we forget that sometimes, you know, in our everyday lives, that our neighbors are good people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and sometimes we allow.
It wouldn't hurt to step over and meet them, would
yeah,
it?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, you think when we grew up, did you know every, like, everybody
sure.
on your block
you knew
and
the
who
block.
Lived behind
sure.
you and everything? And I'm telling you, we don't do that much
no.
today.
No. And I think what you find a lot of times is you know, we become kind of a little prejudgmental and, well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you sit down with someone and just start talking with them, you find out that
you have a lot in common.
You have a lot in common, and just taking time to discover that, I think.
Yeah, sure.
But again, I think what happened up there was just remarkable, how people responded and how, you know, the community and the state has responded to them, and I think there's just so much good.
Well, you saw pictures of the police going in and getting people coming, and how they kept everybody calm. They, okay, you need no, don't, you don't get to go back in. You got to come now.
Right.
Yeah. It was with this. I can't imagine standing there and watching a house two or three doors down in smokes, and I'm in flames, and me trying to get out and trying to stay calm. You don't know.
Yeah.
But they all seem to do that pretty well.
My oldest son, he was up there helping trying to remove animals.
Yeah.
And you know, he called me that night, and he just said it's unbelievable. And but again, just the response by the people, and I thought there was such a great story there, in spite of all the loss and hardship for these people. But the people come together, you
yeah.
know. They have a way of finding it in their heart and doing wonderful things.
Yep. It's going to continue to happen as they go through this process.
I mean, I think it's hard for us to even to fathom losing materially everything that you, quote, own.
Everything.
In just minutes.
Everything.
I mean, leveled. That's hard to comprehend.
A lot of emotion,
yeah.
you know, and, yeah, I mean, mentally being able to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get in a car wreck or something, our car gets dented, it throws us off, you know. It puts a lot of things in perspective of what means a lot.
Yeah. yeah. And I think what the other thing, too, I had a good friend here back last summer over the 4th of July. They lost their house. And he'd been in the insurance business for 35 years. And so here he is selling, you know, policies and so forth. And he never really thought of it, him being the victim.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you know, what you learn is a lot of that is just materialistic. It's just stuff.
Sure.
You know, and what you really find is that your real value is in people. It's in the relationships.
Correct.
It's with your family. It's with your neighbor. There's the real value. It's not in that Nintendo game.
I can replace that.
I can replace that.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes there's just, you know, the guy upstairs has a little bit of a reminder for all of us to take a step back and think about what's important
yeah.
and reflect a little bit. And then, you know, again, be a good neighbor. Help
right.
out.
Yeah.
We normally have you on the show, and you do a lot about Medicare and health and health insurance and stuff. But today I want to talk about, because besides the fire and them losing their home, there's another battle that they're facing for many of them. And I believe it's woke up a lot of people about taking a look at their own homeowners insurance, because some of the stories that we are hearing is that they were so underinsured. And we kind of talked this morning because we looked at my policy. But one of the conversations was you brought up was 2 years ago, I would not have been underinsured had we not been in this situation that is causing some of the problems. Kind of explain that.
Well, it's a little bit like you were talking about with rates and everything going up. And, you know, you're talking about builders getting nervous, supply chains, so forth. And the way the way an insurance company goes in and, you know, determines, okay, what we need to have this place insured to, was really based on a time prior to COVID.
Yeah.
So when we didn't never thought about, you know, having a reduction in supply chains or number of contractors available.
Or inflation.
You know, we really, you know, the models that they have set up never were really built to, how do I say this?
They just didn't take that into account.
Exactly. Yeah.
That it would all come together exactly. At one time.
And we, you know, in our office, and we had conversations all the time about this in the last year, because we were, I saw one insurance company that all of a sudden, when I would go in and put in the information on the square footage of the house, number of bathrooms, number of, you know, what the kitchen looked like, custom, semi-custom, just you put all this information in, that they were giving us a higher replacement cost number than some of the others. And I thought then that, well, someone's taking into account what's going on with our economy right now.
Those actuaries are
right.
In their income.
Someone was ahead of it a little bit.
Yeah.
But even then, it was like, it still might not be enough. Well, then you would go to talk to, you know, the client or a prospective client, and you'd say, well, here's what the premium's going to be. And they go, well, I can get that a lot less somewhere else. Well, yeah, you can, but it doesn't have as much insurance. And again, people were basing a lot of this on premium versus
prior
actual
to
coverage. And, you know, we had conversation with several people about, you know, let's take a look at this. Let's take into consideration what it costs to build per square foot today versus 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you hear a lot of these people that are they're $100,000, $150,000 short from being able to rebuild their house because of those factors. And I think it's made a lot of people wake up to the fact, say, okay, I need to relook at my policy. Because if something was to happen now, I could be in the exact same position. And it's bad enough to lose your home and everything you own, but then you have nothing, no money to replace any portion of it. So in looking at the insurance, it used to be roughly, we talked this morning, about $300 a square foot. So whatever your house is, that's kind of the coverage. Now, the insurance companies have different they'll take a house for $350 and they may give you $125, $150. Explain how that works of value.
Yeah, there's an endorsement on a homeowner's policy called extended replacement cost. And what that does is if your home is insured to, let's say, you know, $300,000 and you have that endorsement on your homeowner's policy for 150%, then you actually have a total of $450,000. So it's 50% of coverage A or your dwelling coverage, which in this case was 300, that endorsement adds another 50%, which pushes you up that total of 450. The reason why they've always used extended replacement cost endorsements was for, you know, inflation, changes, you know, in the economy and so forth. Or maybe you added on a new kitchen and forgot to call your insurance guy, you know. So there was always a little bit of a buffer there. But I would say that, you know, back 2 years ago, Kurt, I would say that a lot of companies were running about $180 a square foot is where they were running, and some of them less than that.
Yeah. Now you're at five.
Yeah. It's a good question for, a builder. I'm not quite sure where that is. I mean, I would guess between three and four, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it's quite as high as five, but it could be. I just don't have a good feel for, you know, where they are.
Well, when I'm looking at a new build right now, the cost to build is roughly running around $500
a
square foot.
Okay, there you go.
So
there you go.
And that's in today's marketplace. Yeah. So it makes you say, okay, it's something I need to look at. I don't have the money to pay for it, but if I don't, I don't have the money over here that's even worse.
Well, you know, again, you know, if you increase your dwelling coverage, say by 100,000, I mean, it's, you know, maybe $400, you know, to do that. So if I'm buying $100,000 worth of coverage for $400 or $500 annually,
yeah, that's better than coming out of my pocket.
That's not a bad trade-off.
Yeah. And this kind of goes back to you talking about health insurance and health care. and the cost for that about basically self-insuring. There's ways to circumvent that extra by raising your property insurance. There's ways to circumvent that by maybe raising your deductible. In my case, I could raise it, and it cost me nothing. All I did was raise the deductible, and I'm going to pay it either at this end or I'm going to pay it at this end.
No one wants to pay more.
Correct.
Obviously. But you need to understand your insurance policy and what's the most important piece on there to you. And to me, again, you start with coverage A, which is the dwelling. If something were to happen to that, do we have enough money, to put it back to its likeness? I mean, if you're trying to save $300 and it's going to cost you $30,000, that's not a good
no.
That's not
and
a
I
good
think
deal.
Before our break here, I think this proves why you need to sit down with Greg. Okay,
I did,
and go through things step by step, question answers, and hey. If you present something and they don't, my quickest thing is auto cover. That's fine, but at least you got informed about it, okay, so you can't come back on someone like Greg for saying it. But at least you can sit down and show through things. You go through things or, you just keep getting your policy back every year and you've had the same agent for 20 years. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, Greg. But most people, I'm telling you, and Kurt, I think you've seen this when we've had our roofer guy here.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't even know what their roof coverage is.
Correct.
Okay? So they sure don't know if there's just total destruction, a fire, flood, whatever, like this. So you got to sit down with a broker that's going to look out for your best interest, inform you of everything, and then, of course, you have that final decision as the homeowner.
And look at the numbers and look at them a couple different ways.
Yeah.
Your deductible is actually not that expensive in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a roof, whether it's a partial, it doesn't matter. It's not that big a deal when you're looking at the total cost on the other end, even if it's only $300 a square foot. That deductible gets sucked up pretty quick.
and the person who appreciates that sit down more than anyone is me. Because then it's an easy conversation if something does happen.
Yeah.
We've already addressed it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We're already – what I don't like doing is not having that conversation and then getting that call that, hey, this is happening, and you go –
You get the call and everything's taken care of. Hey, we can all feel bad together and
right.
cry that's
on
what
each
you're
other's shoulder.
For. Right. And I want to bring that up. As soon as we're done with the break, I want to bring up how there's a place to really protect you on the other side.
Right. Yep. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. We'll be right back.
Rates are low, but are you still paying too much interest? Why continue to pay most of your interest up front like a conventional loan when you can use the asset manager to save thousands in unnecessary interest costs? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. The asset manager is a simple interest loan, which means when your payoff decreases, your payment decreases, and so does your interest. Our clients are paying off their home in half the time. They're not changing their spending habits, and they have access to their equity for 30 years, even after it's paid off. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Think about it. This simple interest loan allows you to own your home faster, access your equity for 30 years, which means never having to refinance over and over and over again to pay off debts or for home improvements. No more requalifying, no more additional cost. Call 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. And see for yourself. You're in control, not the bank. NMLS 298191, regulated by DOR, Equal Credit Lender.
Now's the time to save at the Outdoorsman's Attic. Here are just a few of the discounts you will find. All fishing gear and sleeping bags, 30% off. All Sitka gear and packs, 25% off. Gun accessories, decoys, archery, selected optics, all 20% off. And if you've got some camping, hunting, fishing gear you want to turn into cash, take it to the Outdoorsman's Attic. Shop now, save now at the Outdoorsman's Attic, 2650 West Hampton in Sheridan. Family owned and operated. Great gear, great service, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic.
Divorce, custody issues, child support. These are words you probably hoped you would never have to say, and now you need help navigating these tough times for you and your family. For over 30 years, the law offices of Joline A. Harrow, PC, has been changing the face of divorce and other family law issues in Colorado. They empower their clients to move beyond the divorce process, to envision the full potential of their lives after divorce, and to live up to that potential. At Harrow Law, you'll find attorneys you can trust to defend your family's interests. They are dedicated to helping you with your family law and estate planning needs. At Harrow Law, their goal is to take your case out of the courtroom. The financial and emotional toll may not be worth it. That is why they are proud to provide cost-effective legal services that will find a beneficial resolution that works for your family. Call Harrow Law today, 720-541-5873. That's 720-541-5873, or visit harrowlaw.com. Attorneys you can trust to defend your family's interest. Harrow Law.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into our friends at D&D Tire and take advantage of the Winter Car Care Package for only $44.95. You'll receive a lube, oil change, and filter. They'll top off all your fluids. Also included is a full visual inspection of your vehicle. And at D&D Tire, they care about your safety, so they'll rotate your tires and check your tread depth. They'll also inspect all the belts and hoses, again, for only $44.95. It's the Winter Car Care Package at D&D Tire. Three locations to serve you, two in Aurora and one in Parker. D&D Tire is family-owned and operated, and they'll take care of your car like you're a member of the family. DndTireService.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, Kurt's number, 720-895-0500. Our special guest today, Mr. Greg Lackey. And Greg's been with us for several years now, Accelerated Insurance Group. Greg's number, if you'd like to sit down with Greg and kind of look over your policies, now is a great time to do it, 303-625-9538.
And like I said before the break, these people not only lost their home, there's some other difficulties they're running into. And when you're looking at your homeowner's insurance policy, there's the property insurance, the $300, $350. But there's also another portion of that called the loss of use. And there's insurance companies have a lot of different ways of looking at it. So explain what the loss of use is and what you really should be paying attention to.
Loss of use is, again, there's been a total loss. Obviously, you can't live in your place, and you need a place to go. And you're incurring expense, whether
you
it's
need
at
to
a
eat.
Hotel. You need to eat. I mean, there's just basic expense that you need immediate dollars to address. Again, depending upon the insurance company, and that was the second piece to this, that when I saw what was going on up there, I was like, oh, gosh, this is not going to be good, because some of the insurance companies say, okay, we'll give you 12 months of where we're going to, pay X amount of dollars on a monthly basis, or however they determine that. And then at the end of 12 months, I mean, you run out of money. And, well, again, here we are back to, what's going on in our economy with COVID and what's happened and so forth, and supply chains. Well, 12 months is probably not very realistic.
We're at 18 to 24 minimum.
Easily. And, just another example where you're buying an insurance policy based on premium and you don't factor in that maybe I ought to just push that to 24 months. Some companies out there have what they call actual loss sustained, which means whatever your loss is that you've sustained, that's what you can expect.
Take you 18 months, take you 24, doesn't matter, they're there.
Yeah. I mean, and there's some insurance companies that, they have a guaranteed rebuild. No matter
what,
if you've got that policy, let's say you've got, it written for $500,000 and it costs $800,000 to rebuild. If you've got a guaranteed real rebuild on that they're going to pay the $800,000. But again, you're paying for those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people just said, no, I don't want to do that. Same thing with actual loss of use. You could save a couple bucks, although I would have told you that what you're saving is minimal.
When you factor in, you figure it's going to cost you $2,000, $2,500 a month to eat, to do what you need to do, a place to stay, to put gas in your car. You got to go buy another car, too, because these are gone. It's not, when you add up the monthly cost for that loss of use being higher, it's a whole lot less than that extra money you're paying $2,000 a month for.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I mean, it's pennies on the dollars.
Yeah. And understanding the language, you know, and how insurance companies determine loss of use. Some say, you know, it's a set amount of money. Some use months. Some use actual loss sustained. But there's language behind coverage D or loss of use that an insurance company explains what you can expect. And again, it's probably something that no one ever thought about.
So if you have a policy, and I think a lot of people, like I said at the beginning, they're re-looking at their policy, picking up the phone, calling their agent, say, okay, where am I at in comparison to?
I can't tell you how many conversations I've had in the last month, you know, around this topic. And just, and I tell each and every one of them, even if you, you know, you're not with me, you send a policy, I'm more than happy to take a look at it and point out to you, you got to think about this, you got to think about that.
Because to me, it's crazy. Now, here's what I always tell people with a second opinion, so to speak, and that's kind of what this is. It's a complimentary analysis kind of your current policy. One of two things going to happen. You're going to walk out with peace of mind that you're good. And I know you, Greg, and you know you're an honest guy. And, I mean, you'll tell people, hey, maybe we can look at this in 6 months or a year, but right now I wouldn't do any changing, you know? I mean, that's what you'd tell them, right?
Yeah, no, and I think sometimes, you know, as an insurance guy, you get looked at as a sales guy.
Sure.
Or he's trying to sell me on something and so forth. And you can tell by my gray hair that I'm past that stage in life.
Well, the last thing you want in your job is somebody that you didn't tell them. They faced this, and they're on the phone to you going, you know what you're doing to my family.
We had a couple, you know, when the fires in the mountains there a year ago, we had a couple clients up there, and we had their policies on a guaranteed rebuild. And so when they called, it was a very
nice,
simple conversation, you know, other than let's hope that nothing happens. But in the event it does, you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can't tell you how much that means to hear that. You're fine.
Yeah. When you face something like that,
yeah,
that's off the table now.
And you know who else feels good about it? Me. Because I know that we've done our due diligence prior. Did it cost you a little bit more? Probably. But we've done our due diligence. And I always tell people this. It's very easy for me to expend your money. But what I will do is I will bring up scenarios to you and make you think, and then you make the decision on whether or not you want to spend the money.
Well, and I think a lot of times, I mean, I just tell you, man, people especially, they're doing things on an annual basis in business. They're like, man, if I bring this up and try to raise the rate, they're going to shop me. If I just keep it as low as I can and just hope nothing goes wrong, keep both fingers crossed, that's not what I want in an agent. I want somebody that's going to look out for me.
If you're just trying to buy an insurance policy, we're probably not your group. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel very comfortable in saying that. We're just probably not.
Well, it's like buying minimum car insurance.
Yeah, we're just not a good fit.
It's going to come back and bite you.
Yeah, it will. I hope it doesn't, but it could.
And when we talked this morning, you brought this up, umbrella care. Explain what that covers in the house, but explain where it doesn't cover in other areas.
Yeah, you're referring to an auto policy, an umbrella coverage, because umbrella is liability, and it sets over, you know, if you own a home, car.
Right.
It's just what it is. It's an umbrella. It sits over top. One of the areas, though, it does have a little bit of weakness is in uninsured, underinsured coverage. So on your underlying policy or your auto policy, there's very few companies that actually endorse on their umbrella uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage.
So you get hit.
So if you want to extend that on your umbrella, that needs to be endorsed on it. And again, a lot of your standard companies don't offer that. And I have seen that endorsement used a couple of times. And let me tell you, they were really happy that they had that. Now, again, it's going to cost you probably another $300 to do that for the year. Mm-hmm. But when you look at, in Colorado as an example, and especially with, you know, inflation and where we're going from a price standpoint, people are looking to, you know, where can I cut a corner?
Yep.
And a lot of times it's on their auto insurance. And so if I reduce my uninsured, underinsured, and you get hit by someone that is uninsured or underinsured, their limits are minimum at best.
Right.
So then it reverts to you.
And if you don't have enough
coverage. And if you don't have enough coverage, then, you know, now you got a problem.
And an umbrella policy raises your limits to what?
Well, it depends upon where you want to set them. I mean, you can go from a million on up.
So it starts at about a million.
Starts at a million.
So for $25 a month, you get $1 million.
Correct.
I'm just trying to run the numbers.
Yeah.
I'm a numbers guy.
I know.
And, you know, there's when I say simple things, there's things, and I mean, I've had friends had this too, that they thought they were covered, the basement floods or something, you know. And there's a difference if water comes down or water comes up, right, Greg?
There
and,
is.
And there's
surface
sometimes
water
people,
versus correct.
Yeah, and there's people that, well, I thought I was covered in that.
Water's water,
and that's
right?
Just things, again, where an agent didn't sit down and, you know, go through things with them. So if you need a good agent, hey, or you know what, you may think you have one and you may, who knows, but I would give Greg a call at 303-625-9538. And as I said a while ago, one of the two things is going to happen. You're either going to find out you're good, or Greg's going to point out some things that maybe you could improve upon. And, of course, that's your decision to do so. But I promise you he'll take good care of you. Accelerated Insurance Group, 303-625-9538. Take a quick break and be back with more right after this.
Hi, this is Chris Kane with 303roofer.com. If you're looking to put on a new roof because of hail, give us a call at 303-390-1382. We'll give you a cash price, which means you'll most likely get to keep some of your insurance money instead of giving it to us. It's your money, we know that, and we'll price the work accordingly. So give us a call today, 303-390-1382, or go to our website, 303roofer.com.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney, and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
This is KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Once again, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt's number is 720-895-0500 for any of your mortgage needs. Our special guest, if you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio, Greg Lackey from Accelerated Insurance Group, and do the events here. About a month ago up north, we are kind of going over homeowners insurance and some of the things that you need to check out. And if you're like most of us, we probably don't pay much attention and read that declarations page to even understand.
Until it's too late.
What we've got. Yeah. So that's what we want to help you with today. And again, if you would like, and Greg, I guess we can call it that, a complimentary analysis of their current plan. And you know what, to be fair, I mean, hey, bring everything, auto, home, whatever, and let Greg take a look at it. Sometimes there's some good discounts, and most of the time there's some good discounts there. If you bring it all and let Greg take a look at it, and, hey, walk away with peace of mind one way or the other that you're fully covered.
At least you can't come back and say, I didn't know.
Yeah.
You'll know.
That's for sure.
Okay, one of the other things that an insurance policy covers is personal property. Mm-hmm. Now, it also will cover, like, your fence and any sheds or stuff you have that are offside the property. But let's talk about personal property. what is do the policies cover a certain percentage of it from the face value? How does that work first?
A lot of times insurance companies base that amount off of a percentage of coverage A or your dwelling.
The 300, 350, right. Whatever.
So, you know, if you have 500,000 and let's say it's a default of 70%, then, you know, you've got 350,000 in personal property. And you can adjust that too, you know.
Right.
And then the other thing too, in personal property, a lot of times, or, you know, sometimes people have jewelry that they want, you know, insured separately. You know, if it's been appraised, say, you know, over $5,000, $10,000, or whatever. You know, to me, that's a good thing, or a good time to think about doing that separately, because on jewelry, firearms, coins, etc., there's sub limits on how much an insurance company will pay up to.
Okay.
And a lot of times those are a lot less than maybe what that item is worth. And so that's a good time to, you know, look at, you know, what's it going to cost me if I want to schedule this, if I want to put a blanket over all my jewelry, you know, what does that look like? What does that mean? The thing that I like about it is, especially with jewelry, it brings in the peril of mysterious disappearance.
Yes.
Which a lot of times is what happens with jewelry. I forgot where I put it, or was swimming and went to the bottom.
It's gone.
It's gone. So, you know, in all that's real simple to do. I mean, it's, you know, sometimes it requires an appraisal. So we've got records of, okay, this is what it was, this is how much it cost, and that's what the insured can expect.
And if you have it and it's valuable to you, you need to make sure that you protect it.
You do, but you also need to understand there's a difference between emotional value and actual value.
Correct.
You know, I got a watch from my grandpa, and, you know, it's this, you know.
Might be worth $100,
right,
but not $1,000.
Right. You know, and so, you know, we have those conversations and just try to break that out.
Which brings up the next question I have is your advice, your suggestions. We had a lot of fires up in the mountains a year ago, and they were mentioning at that time, well, with the Marshall Fire, it's back again, because the interpretation of what you think it's worth versus what you can prove it's worth and what it fits into that percentage that you have, the only way you can get coverage to these things is to itemize.
You can, you know, the other thing too, the most important piece of that is make sure you have replacement cost on personal property, you know,
right.
Because again, there's a way you could have actual cash value on personal property, and then, you know, then it's whatever it was, what you paid for it minus depreciation. But make sure, you know, you got replacement cost in most homeowners policies do, but it's another thing you might want to just take a quick look at. Again, I get back to my buddy that went through this in 35 years in the insurance business. And I asked him, I said, you know, what would you have done differently? And Scott, you brought it up during the break. He said, I would have taken my phone and I would have done a video of my garage and my whole house.
Slowly.
Slowly. He said, because when you sit down with the adjuster,
yeah,
and he says, okay.
What did you own?
What did you own? And he's actually wanting to write you a check. And you're like, you know, well, we had that TV. We had a chair over there in the corner, I think. Or did you move that, Martha? No, I think we got rid of it. It gets into that kind of conversation.
Where did the records go?
And if you've got a video on your phone, then it jars your memory. And the other great thing about it is the adjuster's looking at it too. Because, like I said, a lot of times these guys or gals want to work with you. But you've got to give them something to work with.
And I tell you what, the more organized you are at this, I think shows a lot to the insurance company too.
Oh,
no. That you're not saying, well, let me think here, what I have. You know,
you're not making it up.
Exactly.
You've got, for the most part, you know, you have someone there with you that is wanting to help.
Sure.
And especially when you look at this Marshall Fire deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine that an adjuster is going to go in there and want to. Not in that event.
No,
I can't. No, I'm sure
the backlash on that, if that comes out.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll get someone will call and say, "Well, there's so and so," and I okay, well, you know, and I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, for the most part,
right.
But you have to give them something to go on, and once you give that to them, then I think you'll be satisfied.
So then we were talking about structural. And I bring that up because we talked this morning and what I thought was exterior structure needed coverage didn't.
It's called attached structures, and that's anything not attached to your house.
A porch or a deck?
A good example of that, sometimes garages are separate of your house. And so making sure you have enough coverage if it's not connected to the house. You run into that a lot of times out more rural areas where, there's additional storage or units or garage, barn. And that's where you want to be very careful with that.
Or a waterfall, big waterfall in your backyard.
Yeah. I mean, and again, coverage A, if it's 500,000, that's usually a 10% default. So you got 50,000 right up front.
Yeah, and that'll cover a fence, and at least maybe a fence.
I hope so.
Yeah, in today.
Of course, that gold-plated one you have, Kurt.
How big's the yard?
Yeah. Another sad part to all this, too, is just the length of time it's going to take for these folks to walk back in a brand-new house and sit on a sofa and watch a TV program in their own house. I mean, I bet you this could be 2 to 4. I mean, I know I feel like the weather people and they're predicting snow 2 to 4 inches. But, I mean, it could be 2 to 4. I bet you it could be 3 or 4 years.
Right? Well, we ordered a new dishwasher and oven. And this was back, late July, August. And they, the salesperson said, hey, it'd probably be sometime before Thanksgiving. Okay, great. Well, we had the oven delivered here about 3 weeks ago, and we just got the dishwasher on Friday. So, just, for the contractors waiting on supplies.
I mean, the cleanup alone.
The cleanup alone.
To get it ready.
And that's the biggest surprise that I would not have thought of. How many things that the county and the cities have to do to come in and how they clean it and what they look for. That whole process to get it ready before you even try to find a contractor that says, okay, I can come in and do this, it's going to take them a year and a half just to build the property.
Yeah, the other coverage on your homeowner's policy, too, that could, I don't know how much in that area, but law of ordinance. And so that's another coverage on your insurance policy. And a lot of times those are set like at 10%, 20%. And what that means is that, again, you got 500,000 on your dwelling, and you've got a 10%
ordinance law.
You've got 50,000. Would that, if there's anything that's got to be brought up to code?
I was going to say it's code's changed.
The code's changed and so forth. That's $50,000 to do that. Is that enough? In those areas there, a lot of that was a little bit newer,
Yes.
It wasn't, homes built, say,
77, 19, like mine.
Yeah, or 19, in the 50. 40s or 50s.
Yeah.
But, you get into downtown Denver and some of those homes, bringing those up to speed, that can be a cost.
Just a horrific
thing. It's worth the hour to sit down.
I believe I'm writing this the very next night. Snow fell like crazy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. 24 hours later, it was covered with a couple inches of snow, which all that did was take the ash and seed it down.
Yeah, no, and I'm not sure how many would have ever thought that, really kind of in suburbia.
No doubt.
In the mountains and so forth, you kind of understand the risk and so forth. But even when a fire happens in the mountains, we're not talking as many homes.
Right.
As, we were in this area. I mean, it's remarkable.
But then that takes you to California when whole cities burned.
Yeah.
I mean, you're dealing with 1,000 to 1,500. There's cities in California that get hit like this. Now you got a bigger grip on it. You can actually understand what they're going through and what can happen.
Yeah.
Quickly.
And again, it's all about preparation and that's why you buy insurance, is because you never know what to expect.
Yeah, for sure.
I can tell you from this morning, it's worth the hour conversation.
I guarantee you.
To make sure you're in better position.
You can give Greg a call, 303-625-9538. It's Accelerated Insurance Group, 303-625-9538. We'll be right back.
It's that time of year we've made our resolutions for the new year, but how about for your pet? Have you made your paw-solutions? Hey, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and now's the time to get your pet in for their annual physical. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they'll take a close look at your pet and compare findings with those of previous visits. Or if it's your first visit, this will get your new friend off on the right paw to a happy and healthy life. At these wellness exams, it's your opportunity to report on anything out of the ordinary that you may have noticed with your pet. Bringing your pet in for regular wellness exams and annual physicals can ward off serious illness and help to avoid those high medical bills later. Yes, your pet is depending on you this year to help them keep their paw-solution. Regular checkups and annual physicals at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. You can also check out their great blogs at LoneTreeVet.com.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, has a unique background that makes him a more effective advocate for you. He handles both criminal and civil cases. Most attorneys only do one or the other, but Kevin has almost 25 years of experience on both sides, which means he has more practice in the courtroom. Most personal injury attorneys will say they have experience in court, but since only about 10% of personal injury cases actually go to trial, those attorneys only appear in court once or twice a year. Because Kevin also takes criminal cases, he appears in court constantly. Kevin has a rare ability to present an argument that only comes from years of experience learning how to read a courtroom. KLZ's personal injury attorney continues to practice both civil and criminal defense because he believes the courtroom keeps him nimble. Trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886.
Have you been thinking about a new pair of glasses? Maybe some prescription sunglasses? Well, look no further than Stack Optical. Since 1968, yes, you heard me right, since 1968, Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their patients. This family-owned business is proud to be one of the few optical offices that has their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Stack Optical, located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway, features the most extensive lines of eyeglass frames, sunglasses, and contact lenses to ensure that you love your appearance and experience superior comfort. Our comprehensive eye exams proactively diagnose eye conditions and diseases while providing the most accurate vision care. We welcome you to experience a lifetime of superior ocular care from doctors that are devoted to your eye health. Call now for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Again, Kurt's number. You got any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. And if you're just joining us, Greg Lackey is with us, Accelerate Insurance Group, and we are kind of spent the hour here on home insurance and just things to look for. And if you missed this earlier, let me just say this again. You need to make sure you sit down with your agent and go through things. And you know what? Hey, it costs nothing to shop this stuff, Greg. Most people, this isn't something just special you do, you know, the complimentary look at policies. Probably everybody does that.
Right.
But, you know, you take a State Farm, Allstate, whatever, there's different programs with all these different companies, and Greg kind of alluded to that earlier. And just to go through and compare and know what to compare. And if you sit down with somebody like Greg that's a broker, that his allegiance is to you, the client, not the insurance companies, that's going to be a win-win for you. Because guess what? Allstate's for Allstate. State Farm for State Farm.
And that's one of the things. You're a broker, so you find the right insurance company to meet what the customer's looking for.
Yeah, I mean, some, you know, like a State Farm, they have their own captive agents. You know, right. American Family Farmers, they have their own captive agents. So we don't have access to their products, but... you know, Allstate, we have access to, in you know, Travelers Nationwide, Chubb, AIG, you know, a lot of these companies we have access to. And I, like, you know, I always tell people, I don't have a dog in the fight. I'm not here to represent one company. I'm here to...
I represent you.
I represent you and try to find, you know, what's important, you know, to you and your needs, and then go out and throw that out there to the companies.
And it doesn't matter, really, what insurance company you talk about if you're not insured properly and have the right things. Right.
No, the rep,
what we've talked about.
Yeah, those reps come to us and want us to, you know, obviously, you know, push their product. But again, you know, I tell the reps all the time, do you have a product worth pushing?
Yeah, does it fit?
Does it fit?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not real interested because it might not be what's best for, you know, who I'm representing. So
and that goes on to the other things that your company does. You run the accelerated insurance. You have a man you work with by the name Nate Yeomans, and he works with accelerated, and I'll get the word out, wealth.
Correct.
Explain what he does.
Well, you've got a pretty good idea of it this morning
because yeah,
you had a question, and I said, well, let's sit down with Nate. And you know, so we have a wealth piece to our company. I think Nate is one of the, you know, best young advisors there is on the front range. I mean, he's incredible. And then Josiah Alice represents our health side. So from the benefits side, whether it's group health insurance, Medicare, individual policies, he runs that. We have a commercial side that Chris Ingles, he's, you know, that's kind of his deal. And I just kind of handle the personal lines on the other side. But we don't try to be an expert in any of those areas, just try to stay within, you know, what we know.
Well, I had some questions for you, and you brought Nate in about them. And one of the first things he did, he read something in one of my plans, and he says, let's call him.
Yeah.
Because I think we need to figure this out.
Right.
And we spent 20, 30 minutes going through that, but what we thought we might have, we didn't have. So it helps us make the right decision.
You know, one of the things that we try to pride ourselves on is just education. We try not to be salespeople if we can help it. You know, we just try to educate. And those other three guys that I mentioned, that's kind of their, well, it's not kind of, it is. It's their mission. It's just to educate. Because if you educate people, you'll be fine. You know, and people appreciate it.
Yeah.
And like I said, if you might have an insurance policy you need to stick with.
Sure.
Why would you change?
And
it becomes, you know, the thing that always gets me is someone will say, well, I'm going to send you my insurance policy, but then they want to hide numbers and this and that and so forth.
Right.
I'm like, it doesn't really matter. If
it's not like you set the price.
No.
Or you can go, okay, that guy charged you this. I'm going to charge you this.
Right.
The prices are there.
You know, when it gets into a home and auto policy,
right,
I'm just going to take your current coverages and match it. That's all I'm going to do.
And say, here's
you
the
tell
company
me what you're
I
paying for it. I'm going to match it and tell you what's out on the market. And then we can go from there. Then we can start looking at it. Okay, is this enough coverage? Do we need to think about this? And you start telling me, you know, what's important to you. And that's why I like what we do over there, especially, you know, on the wealth side, because you've worked your entire life for wealth.
To be able to retire.
Why wouldn't you want to protect it?
Right.
And what if, you know, just... You could be one slip away from seeing that wealth go away because you weren't covered in a particular area. Now you've got a liability issue, and there goes, you know, part of your what you've put away to retire on.
Yeah. And have you ever heard after someone had a auto accident or house burn, whatever the case may be, look at you and say, "Boy, sure wish I hadn't had that much insurance."
I've never had anyone call me.
That's a statement you'll never hear.
Yeah, no, I've never had anyone call me and say I had too much.
Was I overinsured? Yeah.
Because that's the one area when you're in that position, like the people from the Marshall Fire, you just want it to go away. You assume you have it. You don't want to deal with it because you've got so much other emotional stuff you're dealing with.
Exactly.
So
well, Greg, thank you, sir.
Always, guys, appreciate it very much.
Good information.
Enjoy having you, and you know a whole lot more about other things than just healthcare when we have you on the show, because you're real good on that too.
Well, you know, my wife, you know, she'll probably tell you different.
She will on healthcare,
and you know her.
Yeah, I know, Polly.
It's Accelerated Insurance Group. You can reach Greg at 303-625-9538. Again, 303-625-9538. Free consult. Hey, let him look over your policies. Make sure you got what you think you got. All right? and have that peace of mind that you are insured properly. Kurt, thank you very much, sir.
No, this is my pleasure.
Thanks for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.